Chapter 13. Why, sir, apostrophe said Sam, grinning still more, he wishes to know whether she apostrophe, in short, apostrophe interposed old Mr. Weller decisively, a perspiration breaking out upon his forehead, whether that ear old creature is or is not a widder. Apostrophe, Mr. Pickwick laughed heartily, and so did I, as I replied decisively, that my housekeeper was a spinster. Apostrophe, there. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Sam, now you're satisfied. You hear she's a spinster. Apostrophe, a what? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said his father, with deep scorn. A spinster, apostrophe, replied Sam. Mr. Weller looked very hard at his son for a minute or two, and then said, never mind whether she makes jokes or not, that's no matter. What I say is that ear female a widder, or is she not? Apostrophe, apostrophe, what do you mean by her making jokes? Apostrophe, apostrophe, demanded Sam, quite aghast at the obscurity of his parents' speech. Never you mind, Samuel, apostrophe, returned Mr. Weller gravely. Puns may be worry good things or they may be worry bad uns, and a female may be none the better, or she may be none the worse for making of 'em. That's got nothing to do with widders. Apostrophe, why now, apostrophe, said Sam, looking round, would anybody believe as a man at his time o' life could be running his head at gin spinsters, and punsters being the same thing? Apostrophe, apostrophe, there and a straw's difference between 'em, apostrophe, said Mr. Weller. Your father didn't drive a coach for so many years, not to be equal to his own language as far as that goes, Sammy. Apostrophe, avoiding the question of etymology, upon which the old gentleman's mind was quite made up, he was several times assured that the housekeeper had never been married. He expressed great satisfaction on hearing this, and apologized for the question, remarking that he had been greatly terrified by a widow not long before, and that his natural timidity was increased in consequence. It was on the rail, apostrophe, said Mr. Weller, with strong emphasis. I was a-going down to Birmingham by the rail, and I was locked up in a close carriage with a living widder. Alone we was. The widder and me was alone, and I believe it was, only because we was alone, and there was no clergyman in the conveyance, that ear widder didn't marry me afore we reached the halfway station. Then I think how she began a screaming as we was a going under them tunnels in the dark, how she kept on a fainting and catching hold o' me, and how I tried to bust open the door as was tight locked, and perwent it all escape ah. It was a awful thing, most awful. Apostrophe, Mr. Weller was so very much overcome by this retrospect, that he was unable, until he had wiped his brow several times, to return any reply to the question whether he approved of railway communication, notwithstanding that it would appear from the answer which he ultimately gave, that he entertained strong opinions on the subject. I consider, apostrophe, said Mr. Weller, that the rail is unconstitutional, and an inwisser o' privileges, and I should worry much like to know what that ear old carter as once stood up for our liberties and won 'em to. I should like to know what he would say, if he was alive now, to Englishmen being locked up with widders, or with anybody again their wills. What a old carter would have said, a old coachman may say, and I assert that in that pint o' view alone, the rail is an inwisser. As to the comfort, there's the comfort o' sitting in a armchair looking at brick walls or heaps o' mud, never coming to a public house, never seeing a glass o' ale, never going through a pike, never meeting a change o' no kind, horses or otherwise, but always coming to a place, when you come to one at all, the worry picture o' the last, with the same policeman standing about, the same blessed old bell a ringin', the same unfortunate people standing behind the bars, a waiting to be let in, and everything the same except the name, which is wrote up in the same sized letters as the last name, and with the same colors. As to the honor and dignity o' travelin', where can that be without a coachman? And what's the rail, to sich coachmen and guards as is sometimes forced to go by it, but a outrage and a insult? As to the pace, what sort of pace do you think I, Tony Veller, could have kept a coach going at for £500,000 a mile, paid an advance afore the coach was on the road? And as to the engine, a nasty, wheezing, creaking, gasping, puffing, busting monster, always out of breath, with a shiny green and gold back, like a unpleasant beetle in that ear gas magnifier. As to the engine as is always a pouring out red hot coals at night, and black smoke in the day, the sensiblest thing it does, in my opinion, is, when there's something in the way, and it sets up that ear frightful scream which seems to say, now here's 240 passengers in the worry greatest extremity o' danger, and here's their 240 screams in one. Apostrophe, by this time I began to fear that my friends would be rendered impatient by my protracted absence. I therefore begged Mr. Pickwick to accompany me upstairs, and left the two Mr. Wellers in the care of the housekeeper, laying strict injunctions upon her to treat them with all possible hospitality. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.